A year ago, President Barack Obama announced the My Brother's Keeper initiative, a program that he said was designed to, quote, help every boy and young man of color who is willing to do the hard work to get ahead. The president invited communities across the country to join the effort. Albany, New York accepted the president's challenge, and the city has made great strides. Albany's program is set up to avail teens of color with employment opportunities, ensuring they'll have a better future. The target objective is to lessen incidents of violence in the community. Mayor Kathy Sheehan says despite fiscal challenges faced by the city, the program will have an overseer.
I made it a mandate that we find the funds so that we can have a person who is helping to guide us and lead us and manage us through this effort. Because notwithstanding the great intentions of the people in this room and all of those who stood up, you all have day jobs. You all have other things that you're working on. And so how can we make sure that we're keeping that work on track? We have to be willing to fund that resource and to say it matters. And so we've done that, and we are so thrilled to have Pedro, who is here, who is helping to lead this effort. And I think that that is the message that we also need to send, that this is a commitment that we are going to figure out how we can deliver on, because these young people matter.
She and they're referring to Pedro Perez, the executive director of Albany's My Brothers and Sisters Keeper.
There's an African proverb that has been used many, many times, but it is not untrue. It remains true. In some circles, it's called collective impact. We know it as it takes a village to raise our children. All of us together must pool our resources, must unite and sing from the same hymn book. And my job is to help us come together and sing a glorious song so that can redirect the pipeline from failure and incarceration to success and prosperity.
City School District of Albany Superintendent Marguerite Vanden Weingard says the education of black and brown youth is the linchpin to the continued leadership of the United States in this global economy.
It's taken a year of incredible work by dedicated people in order to create a framework for us to come together in order to change students' lives and children's lives. Of course, I had to smile a little bit as if this city had an option, as the top civil rights activist Barbara Smith grabbed hold of President Obama's My Brother's Keeper and started running through the city with it instantaneously upon receipt. So it's not like we have much choice, because Ms. Smith was going to make sure that we did right by our boys and girls.
About a third of Albany's residents are black, and 18% are under 18 years of age, according to census numbers. Community activist Marie Jones oversees the Albany Black and Latino Achievers Program at the Capital District YMCA.
Just imagine the positive changes we can make when reaching our young people early on. Like Pedro said in the African proverb, it takes a village to raise a child. And through My Brothers and Sisters Keeper initiative, we can and we will make a difference. So I challenge you all to tell your friends and your family, encourage them to get involved and to become a positive role model in a young person's life.
Funding comes from Community Development Block Grant funds, as well as the Department of Youth and Workforce Services. The program complements the Albany Promise, which works on early childhood education, third and fourth grade English language and math proficiency, and high school success. A town meeting is to be held at the Albany Public Library main branch at 6 p.m. February 4th to discuss ways to move the initiative forward. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.